All right, welcome back. Who's talking? We are delighted and honored to be joined now by head football coach Mike London. I've said many times, I am an FOM and proud to be a friend of Mike London. He's a terrific guy, a great football coach, and even a better man, as they say. And if I had a high school son that was playing football, I can tell you he would go to play for Mike London because I know he would be a better player, better student, and a better man as a result. But anyway, after that little disclaimer, I'll let Frank shoot the first question at you, Coach.
First of all,
I got to offer any future son, daughter-in-law, anybody that you got going on there. They got a scholarship offer after that. thanks for having me again. It's always good to talk to you guys, particularly down there in the Richmond fan base, as we all know. That's an area close and dear to me, and love to talk to you guys.
Well, Coach, glad to have you on tonight. And by the way, Linda Hobgood held a gun to Jim's head just moments ago, and that explains part
Not
of that.
Not at all,
there.
But she would echo those comments.
Anyhow, Coach, looking at the team here in spring ball, I know there's a lot of talk about the linebackers and replacing Coley and Romero and the rest and Max Vallis. And talk to us a little bit about what's got to be done there. And then the secondary question to that is, can C.J. Stalker, a true freshman, can he learn a system that fast and become a contributor? Just curious on your thoughts there.
No, that's all part of it. Frank, is our defense, or John Cooner's defense, is one that the linebackers, make the calls. It's predicated upon how the linebackers see formations and, how they have to cover the gaps by whether it's line stunts or, which side we're blitzing, whether it's the back or open side. And so, having guys like Micah Kaiser and Zach Bradshaw having been in the system now, they were playing a lot of special teams last year, but they sat in those meetings. And actually, if there was a guy that's probably having a really good spring, it would be Micah Kaiser. So, the linebacker situation, C.J. Stalker, unfortunately, kind of tweaked his knee a little bit, so he missed a week of practice. Now, he should be out of practice tomorrow, but he's been looking pretty good. Obviously, with all freshmen, first years coming in, without having the ability to have a strength coach and the type of strength that you need to shed off of offensive linemen, it could be challenging. But he's shown an aptitude to be able to do that. And, as you talked about Max Vallis and replacing, Romero, it's guys that have been in the system for a while. They might have, been in the special teams elements there, but that is an area that we recruited heavily there as well. We recruited a lot of long, guys, tall guys, athletic guys. And so when they come in as well, we'll try to fit them to the spots that will best help us as a football team.
Coach, sticking with defense for a moment, one individual that came in last year with high expectations, had some injury issues, is Andrew Brown. How's he doing this spring, and what can the Virginia fans expect out of him in the fall?
He is progressing. When you miss, a large portion of the spring and then, going into the season, he had the turf toe surgery. And for a big guy, that's significant. Then he had the shoulder issue. But now he's healthy and he's practicing. Unfortunately, good point, bad point is that, Dante Wilkins, who's out for spring because of a shoulder surgery at the end of the season, he'll be back for us next year, as well as Michael Moore. That's given Andrew plenty of opportunities to get a lot of reps, and that's what he needs. He needs a lot of reps, and he's been taking them with the ones. He's done a lot of nice things, but like all of them, there's room for improvement for him and just learning how to play this college game. But, pleased with what we see right now. He's gonna be a really good player. Just his development, having missed a spring and just trying to not be able to lift, off of using your legs, your feet, has happened a little bit. But now, he's looking good out there.
Coach, I would think, let's pivot over to offense. You've got a lot of really good wide receivers back, led by Kanane Severin. You've got two veteran quarterbacks now. Your offensive coordinator knows everybody really well now. Don't you think the passing game can take off now? And why would it not?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. You look at our team offensively, there are a lot of quality receivers there. Kanane Severin, you know, as you mentioned, has made some phenomenal catches for us, not only in the games but also in practice. Andre Leverone, you know, has done a great job. And I tell you, one of the not a surprise, but you know, we knew he was going to be a good player, was T.J. Thorpe. You know, has done a great job of taking the top off the defense. As we say, he's a vertical stretch guy. He'd be one of our punt returners because he's shown that kind of skill and ability. And so when you look at the receiving core, you look at a group of individuals that can, you know, they have size to them and go up and catch the ball. And that's significant for us. And one of the things, Frank, that we've done a better job of, we had a scrimmage on Friday, gave the guys Saturday, obviously Easter off. We scrimmaged, and for the first time in a long time, there was running the ball, power, off-tackle plays with authority. And that's, you know, can be attributed to, one, you know, offensive line that's experienced, but two, Daniel Hamm, Smoke Mizell, Jordan Ellis, he's going to be another name. He had a great scrimmage and ran over some guys, very physical. So if we're going to be under center, we're going to be in a shotgun. So we've changed up how we're going to do things a little bit and allow Gray Center Matt to be successful. But when you talk about play action passes with receivers that can block and then also run the deep routes, that's what we've been doing and that's what we've seen thus far. And so we're excited about the production that can come from that unit.
One thing real quick, Haba. I think maybe the Virginia fan base, which I think is a very smart fan base, I think they must be picking up on that very vibe that you're describing, because I learned today that season ticket sales are actually way over percentage-wise against their target of last year, and that people are expecting to see a lot more offense this year in Scott Stadium.
Well, I mean, it's no question that, I said it when I first came in, and even, fast forward to now, as I need the fan base that we have here at Virginia, I know we have a lot of passionate fans, a lot of fans that want us to see do well, want us to, to have some success and, play the teams that we play, would be competitive. It's important. It's always been important to me, Jim and Frank, to have people behind, the team, the players that are playing, and that we should be a better football team. We should be, advanced in a lot of things that we've been, trying to accomplish here. And I just can't speak enough about the people that sit in the stands and support, the players, how that makes them feel. We got to keep improving and make the product on the field the product that people will continually want to come back, see, and support. So there's a lot of progress last year, but, last year wasn't good enough with a lot of the close games that we lost. So we're expecting ourselves to be in those close games again, but then make the plays, not do the penalties, not do the dumb things that cause you to be on the other side of the ledger. So that's what's been fun about spring practice right now, is looking at this group that's going out there and practicing. And there's a lot of leadership here that, that guys, they'll practice on their days off because they want to get guys in rhythm and in sync. And haven't had that for a while, but you have the leadership guys that can do it.
Coach, and by the way, this is, although our listeners, I think, would recognize this voice, but it's head football coach Mike London with us on the phone. Last year, Coach, what do they say in football? It all starts in the trenches. Last year, the offensive line might have been a weakness, particularly given the injuries. It really is one of the strengths of this football team. Talk a little bit about your offensive line.
We said that, last year, one of the things that was a positive, was, not giving up, all those sacks and things like that. But the other thing was there were a lot of guys that played in games for us. And you look at, who's out there in the field right now, they're guys that have played, started, lettered, played in a lot of, a lot of football games against really good teams. And so that's been a positive for us. In the past, 2 years ago, we had to play, three true freshmen. And, they get their growing pains with that, but with that comes game time experience, practices, things that they have a chance to do, playing venues that some people get overwhelmed by. So that's been positive. Although Salik Olawanju, Jay Whitmire, Eric Tetlow, a Richmond guy, they've been out. Jack McDonald, just recently we had to take some debris out of his knee, so he'll be out for the rest of spring. But the guys that are there that are playing, Mooney, Eric Smith, Mateo, Ross Burbank, Dow, Sean Carl, those guys have played in a lot of games. So, and I think the wild card, Jim and Frank, is, Dave Borbley is probably as good of an offensive line coach that's out there you know, coaching. I was here when he was here, when Eugene and some other guys went through, but he's really made a difference, you know, particularly, like I said, we had a scrimmage on Friday, and we did a really nice job in running the football with authority. So that's been a positive force.
You know, I love his quote from the other day where the new offensive line coach, who's been at Virginia before, he said the system is kindergarten simple. They're still learning the concepts and the calls that go with those concepts, but it's meant to be simple so they can play fast. And then he had also said
you mean Hobo could play offensive line now if it's kindergarten simple?
I'm not so sure. You actually have to hit somebody, Hobo.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I love this. He says, they struggled the first couple days, but as I told them, my system is simple. Come off the ball, go rock somebody, and protect the passer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like a coach that keeps it simple, right?
Now, Borbs, as we call him, is direct. He's a lot of experience, a lot of different ways of blocking things. But what he's been good at is just, you know, assessing the physical skills of the players. You know, some people just want to do a thing because they've done it all the time, the way they've always done it. But he's been in different places with Stanford, Notre Dame, he's been all Louisville, all over, that you take the player, number one, and then you craft it so where he can be successful with it. And plus, he's a tough-minded guy. You know, we talked about raising our level of toughness. You know, linemen should be, you know, I'm not advocating, but hey, sometimes when it's cold, wear short sleeves out there. You know, just get in that mindset that, you know, that as the team goes, you know, it's the guys that are directed up front. And so, as I said, Dave has done a great job for us thus far.
Yeah, I don't really see any cold games on the schedule until Virginia Tech on November the 28th. So we'll look for those short-sleeve shirts when the Hokies come to town.
Yeah, can't wait for that one. But the first things first.
You know, Coach, very exciting schedule this year. UCLA away, that should be a big trip for the team. Then you guys return home to play Notre Dame, first time ever in Scott Stadium. Weidman Mary, and then Boise State. I think, isn't that a Thursday night?
Friday night, I believe.
Friday night, excuse me. It's an unusual date. And obviously, Syracuse is at home, Georgia Tech at home, Duke and VPI at home. You know, I think this team, with the way the schedule's set up and seven home games, no reason this team, you know, can't knock down the door and get to a bowl game, don't you think?
Well, I know one thing, that, you know, the seven home games, that, you know, who we have at home, you got to play every game, but you know, the way the schedule works out, you know, obviously you have a Louisville that took Maryland's place, and now Notre Dame is in the ACC now. You know, you always try to play a, you know, FCS opponent, and happens to be William & Mary this year, but, you know, we talk about opportunity. We talk about challenges. We understand, you know, who the teams are that are coming in, who we have to play. And that schedule's done. It's over, and now we have to get ready to play those teams. But the mindset for this team is different. The pieces, you know, the additions of a Chris Beatty, who's done an excellent job, as you know, since he's been here, and Borbs, and just the movement of John Tenuta to the secondary, and Mike Archer to the linebackers. Coach Archer was a linebacker coach with the Steelers for a long time. Just, you know, things like that help you better your team overall. You know, and that's the thing that you see right now in the meeting rooms and on the practice field, and then by the first game in September, hope to be out there in out there in UCLA.
Yeah, we want to remind our listeners, Coach, that your spring game is April the 18th at 6:00 in Scott Stadium. But speaking of secondary, Trey Nicholson, how's he doing? Is he 100%? Is he beyond the turf toe issue that he had?
Yeah, you know, it appears that he is moving around really well. He's played in a couple of our scrimmages. He's a veteran guy. You know, guys have played in games, and he provides that, you know, that leadership off the field more than anything else. He's doing a nice job. You know, obviously with John and Tenuta, you know, coaching the safeties, and Chip West with the corners, but there's a presence back there in the secondary that's needed. That'll get us better. You know, Maurice Kennedy has played safety. We're going to do some things here. The rest of the practice, well, practices left to get him out there on the edge as well, because Kelvin Rainey has stepped his game up. There's a name that was a, you know, kind of a special teams guy, but he's really, really improved over the course of spring. So our secondary can be, you know, when you look at the guys that are back, the names can be a strong point for us. Quinn Blanding had to take over the role of what Anthony Harris did in terms of getting people lined up, but you know, he's taking that role on, and he's embraced it. And so, you know, we like what's going on back there. Obviously, you always want to be able to have guys that can cover, particularly if you're a zone pressure team. And that's the direction that we're moving in.
Coach, a couple of Richmond products that we're curious about. How's Jack English doing in his move to offensive line? And also Malcolm Cook, who is an outstanding high school star at strong safety and went on to Fork Union. How are those two players doing?
You know, I like Jack. You know, Jack was a tight end, as we all know, and then he moved to the offensive tackle position, and he had to triple up on his calorie intake, and, you know, now he could have played Santa Claus this December. But, you know, I like his temperament, and he's just getting better and better and better. He's another guy that played in some football games last year for us and did a nice job. Malcolm Cook, there's recall for him. You know, he's got to be a big-time four-phase special teams guy for us. He's playing a little bit of, an outside linebacker, which is also kind of a down safety position for us. And, you know, he's gotten bigger, stronger, so he's doing well. You know, Eric Tetlow is still on the shelf a little bit with his injury, but I love the Richmond guys. You know, and it's important that, you know, from a recruiting standpoint, that they do well, because I know people down there like to see the hometown guys do well, and those guys are definitely moving in the right direction.
Well, we want the whole Virginia football team to do well, and we're confident that's going to happen. But, Coach, we know how busy you are. We appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us tonight, and we'll certainly have you back on as we get closer to the season beginning next fall.
Well, guys, like I said, you know, I have an affinity towards the Richmond area. And, Clint Simpton is, you know, who's a GA for us now, is on Danny Rocco's staff as a linebacker coach. I'm happy for him. He get a chance to move on in this profession. I wish the Spiders well, and I thank the Richmond people down there that there's a support there, and you just look around, you see how Tony's done in basketball, our wrestling coach. You know, they win an ACC tournament championship, and there's a great group of people up here, men and women that do it the right way. I'm proud to be associated with that. And we want to do it on the field now, and then reward, you know, a lot of these players, and also reward the fans that have been sticking with us. So I appreciate the opportunity, fellas. Have a great evening, and please tell Linda I said hello, Jim.
I will, Coach. We'll talk to you soon. Head football coach Mike London, we're going to go to our final break tonight. When we come back, we got the Olympic Report and some other odds and ends to talk about, including the VAF Social coming up here in Richmond in May. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.